chapter 14, Mishnah 1. Chere shenasa pikachas. If a deaf mute man marries a woman of sound senses. So this is a rabbinical marriage because he's a deaf mute and deaf mute's a rabbinical marriage. Upikayach shenasa chereshes. Or the other way around. The man's of sound senses and he marries a woman of deaf mute. In other words, one of them, one of the two parties is a deaf mute. Imratza, so if they want yoitzi, if they want, they stay in the marriage, obviously, and yoitzi v'imratza yakam. Sorry, so if he wants, he sends her away, and if not, they keep the marriage. So what does it mean that he sends her away? Keshem shukoynes b'remiza, kachu moitze b'remiza. Just as he married her by signs, because how does a man marry a deaf mute, a woman who's a deaf mute? So the Gemara learns that he marries her with signs by indicating to her, and she indicates her acceptance of the marriage. That's a rabbinical marriage. So too, just as he married her with signs rabbinically, they can get divorced using signs rabbinically. Pikayach shenasa pikachas, if a normal man of sound senses marries a normal woman, nischasha, and then afterwards she becomes a deaf mute. So now the marriage was a Torah marriage, because at the time they got married, they were fine, right? But now she becomes a deaf mute. So imratza yoitziv, imratza yakam. So again, if he wants, he sends her away, and if not, they stay married. They are able to stay married, but if not, he can divorce her. And we'll see just now, the reason he can divorce her is because we'll learn later in the Mishnah that it's the man who institutes the get. And the woman, we don't need the woman's consent for the get. So even though she's a deaf mute now, we don't need her consent because according to Torah law, the man is the one who can do the marriage, the divorce. Nishtateis, if she becomes an imbecile, then lo yotzi, the rabbis instituted that he's not allowed to divorce her. Why? Because we worry that if she's an imbecile, she's become an imbecile later, people are going to take advantage of her. And in order to prevent that scenario, so the rabbi said to the husband, you're not allowed to divorce this woman, you've got to look after her, which is interesting. Nischareshu, but if he becomes the deaf mute, so or nishtata, or he becomes an imbecile, now he's lost the ability to issue the get. And we need the man, he has to be the one who has to willingly issue the get. So in this case, he can never ever divorce this woman. He's lost his Torah ability to issue a get, and therefore they have to stay married. They have to stay married until one of them passes away. There's no way that he can issue a get. The time they were married, it was a good Torah marriage, and now there's no way he can undo that because he's lost his functions, he's lost his ability to transact. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri b'mneima ha'isha shenischasha yoitze va'ish shenischasha eina moitzi. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why does a woman who becomes a deaf mute go out and the man who becomes a deaf mute is not sent away? What he's really saying is when the woman becomes a deaf mute, we should also rabbinically force them to stay together. We shouldn't allow them to get divorced in that scenario. I'm realized the rabbi said to him, no, Eino doma isha megaresh leisha hamisgareshes. It's not the same when a man who divorces like a woman who is divorced. Why? We just mentioned this. She'isha yoitza l'ritzona v'shelo l'ritzona. A woman goes out with her consent or without her consent. A woman can be divorced without her consent. So therefore it's not the same case. Va'ish eino moitze el l'ritzona. But a man, he only gets divorced with his consent. And that is the difference between the two cases.